Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Thank you for being with us here on Tuesday. It is May 6th. May the 6th be with you. See what I did there?
I see what you did there.
2025, time for In the News. I'm your Notre Newsman. Hello, thank you.
Bro.
Thank you, bros and broettes. Beautiful day out there. Hey, stay cool.
76.
It's a beautiful day.
Oh, it's 85.
It's 85?
Yeah.
Oh, God. When I was coming in today, it was 76.
Dude.
85?
Dude.
Hold on!
It's hot as hell.
I got 79 right now on the old phone.
Nice.
Let's see what mine says here.
Well, I'm guessing it says 79.
82.
Oh,
see that?
Look at our phones having conflicting
fake news. Who do you think has more fake news, me or you, on my phone?
I don't know.
I think you.
I think my phone's newer than yours.
Insurrectionist.
So wouldn't it be my phone being the more accurate one?
Although I did get the Trump, I'm actually getting ads now. Have you noticed this on Twitter?
Yeah.
You're getting ads that are all pro-Trump.
Well, you know who owns that.
Well, I know.
I wonder
why
that's happening.
Yeah, are you getting that?
Oh, yeah, all the time. And it's always weird because when you...
I love Tesla!
They're not even being shy about it now. They're just like force-feeding you this...
Well, you have the feed that you follow, and then on the other side, it's for you, you know?
Right.
I'll tell you what. I don't know.
For you is not for me.
No, it is not.
A whole lot less for you than it used to be.
Yeah, whatever that algorithm that they're using for me.
It's not an algorithm. It's propaganda.
I promise you, that is not. That is the least for me.
Everything's computer.
Like every now and then, like when you go to Spotify and you do the DJ, I'm often like, why on earth are you picking this for me? I feel that way about my for me feed on Twitter.
Yeah. And yet I just can't quit it. It's too big part of our show prep.
I just can't quit you.
Well, it's just such a good news feed.
Well, I did see the motorcycle wreck on Twitter, and I didn't realize that that was in Portland.
Yeah. We'll get to that in a moment. In the News is brought to you here by The Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com. I have to tell you, it is National Beverage Day, and I'm very excited about this topic.
I do love beverages.
Well, who doesn't?
You know me.
I mean, beverages are delightful. I think sometimes we take them for granted.
You know who doesn't, and it bothers me? My daughter.
What do you mean?
All she drinks is water. That's it.
Like no booze or anything?
No. All she drinks is water.
Is she a sociopath?
I don't know.
It goes drip, drip.
Doesn't drink soda, doesn't drink juice.
Like, at all.
Water.
Ever.
Ever. Water.
Dude. Sparkling or flat only?
Mostly flat. Just drinks water. No matter where we go. Go to
a restaurant. Is this Oren or Taylor?
Oren.
Oh,
Taylor's a lush. Oren just drinks water.
Oh, my God.
It's the weirdest damn thing, dude.
I don't love that.
It's weird.
And I love her. She's wonderful.
Yes, she's the best. But we're on a beach somewhere.
This is the first red flag I've ever heard about her.
We're on a beach somewhere tropical. Everyone is like, we're ordering, you know, you got coladas, you got Mai Tais, there's lava flows going. Maybe you're getting some wine out. And she just is like, water. I'm like, you want like a Pepsi or a Coke? Water.
Girl, you something else.
Straight water, man.
Can you name the most popular beverage brand in the United States?
Coca-Cola, I'm assuming.
Nope. Not even close.
Budweiser? Well, it's not beer, right?
This is... No, these are all... No, again. only so many people drink. So the most popular beverages. This is Q1 of 2025. So this is current.
Yeah.
This isn't like all time.
I would have thought it would be Coca-Cola.
Coke is number... Coke's on here.
Everyone loves
16.
Coke. 16?
Yes. Pepsi is 14.
You're telling me Pepsi's more popular than Coca-Cola?
This is by sales, Q1,
no
2025.
Way. Your list is dumb.
United States of America.
There's no way Pepsi is more than...
Liquid Death.
Yeah. There you go. Are we talking like, does like orange juice count? I don't know.
Ooh,
what?
ooh.
Milk.
Ooh.
Milk? Juice?
Ooh.
What?
Ooh.
Ooh. What?
You said orange juice.
Yeah, orange juice.
Tropicana. Is okay. The number one selling beverage brand in the United States of America.
Tropicana?
Q1 2020.
Love our
How
sugar?
About that? Welch's is number two, which is...
I do love the people that are like, I don't want to drink soda because of the sugar, and then they drink orange juice.
And Sprite is number three.
Sprite is refreshing.
Yeah, Sprite's great.
Sprite's great.
I like good Sprite.
One of the great things is when you go to a movie theater, they have the, at like the AMC theaters, they have the mixes. So you can do the Sprite base, and then you can throw in all the other flavors, and it is delightful. Like the holidays, they do a cranberry Sprite. Oh, get out of here. The peach Sprite, even better.
I want you to power rank the following beverages.
Go.
Orange juice, lemonade, iced tea, soda. I'm going to put in an energy drink.
Okay. I'm combining lemonade and iced tea into one because I drink Arnold Palmer's and it's the nectar of the gods. So that's one.
But what if you had to do them separate?
Lemonade, then iced tea. But combined,
one, two. So they're already 1-2, and then combined, they're 1-1?
Yeah. Because you can do all different flavors of iced tea, and it's delightful. But when you add it with a lemonade, Wonder Twin powers activate. That's going number one. What else did you have on? You had juice?
OJ.
OJ? Nah.
Soda. Energy drink. Soda could be Dr. Pepper, Sprite, whatever.
Yeah. I'm going energy drink, soda, and then the last is juice.
What about milk? Does milk make your list?
No, milk is ridiculous. Milk is for babies.
It is kind of absurd.
Get out of here.
A lot of milk.
The only time milk is remotely good is if I've got a cookie.
Remember they used to tell us how great milk was?
Terrible
for our bones.
Yes. No, I'm not going to give you no cookie. I'm bad because I have
osteo future.
I have a horrid caffeine addiction, so I drink more energy drinks. I try to avoid soda. But a lovely like Coke Zero or like a Diet Dr. Pepper with a meal.
But you know.
It's great.
While we're on the top, before we get to this viral video thing, and it's very big news, but on the topic of beverages, what about like, are we in a golden age of beverage?
Oh, yeah.
Like,
there's
so
many
options. Think
about,
it's almost like sauces, you know? Yes. It used to be you'd have to have ketchup or mustard or maybe a little ranch. Like, now there's just so many great aiolis and different spreads and sauces. It's the same with beverages. You think about all the, like, the frescas.
Yep.
Like, my wife will continually show up with new stuff in the fridge
all the
that's
time.
Non-alcoholic.
Yes.
That is flavored, that is delicious.
We do a lot of the sparkling waters and from Spindrift and LaCroix and whatever.
Yes.
It is great because the BTJ does all the shopping, and I can't tell you how many times I open the fridge and I'm like, what have we got here? Although she brought home one the other day, and let me tell you, it's terrible.
What flavor?
Mint watermelon.
Ooh.
Awful. It was like a mojito thing. Terrible.
Yeah, I can't get behind that.
It was right out. But
I like mint, but you got to be careful with it.
It's bad. But yeah, dude, I'm with you. I open the fridge and there's just all kinds of
different kinds of drinks.
Yeah. And there's like the Olipop ones now that are that she gets something. Yeah. When you go to the store and you just look at the refrigerated beverage section, it's hard to choose.
It's a battle.
It's overwhelming.
It's a battle to get on those shelves.
Absolutely.
Well, this motorcyclist was seriously injured in a road rage hit and run incident that is making national news. It happened out on Highway 26. Police have arrested the suspected driver of the van that sideswiped the motorcyclist in what investigators believe was an intentional act. Of course it was.
Yeah, it was.
I love it when they say that.
Yeah, well, we don't really know. We have to investigate.
What happened was, all you see on the video is, and it looks like it's from a dash cam.
No,
somebody,
they don't. Yeah,
somebody who was driving behind them.
Someone was following behind, had it on dash cam.
All you see is the motorcyclist up near the passenger side of the van flipping the driver of the van off.
Yes.
And then the guy has enough and he just flips the van right into the driver.
Just plows him and keeps going.
Threw him 250 feet.
Yeah.
This is westbound Highway 26 between 217 and Cedar Hills. And it occurred 6:15 in the morning.
How can you be that angry at 6:15 in the morning?
Isn't that wild? Maybe he hadn't had his coffee.
I guess. And they said the motorcycle rider is, he was severely injured, but he has been released. He's home.
Yep.
He's going to survive, which is shocking. And, dude, just first off, to the D-bag, they released his name, by the way. I mean, they arrested the guy.
Yeah.
Samir or something or other.
Optimize your nutrition this year with Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal service. Factor's fresh, never-frozen meals are dietitian-approved, ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from 40 weekly options across 8 dietary preferences like Calorie Smart, Protein Plus, and Keto. Eat smarter at factormeals.com/listen50 and use code LISTEN50 for 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Factormeals.com/listen50, code LISTEN50.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The amount of anger and just that I can't comprehend that. But at the same time, you're on a motorcycle. Don't flip people off. If you're in a car, don't flip people off. Like I do this because I don't really ride motorcycles much anymore, but I ride my bike a lot. And you get cut off or whatever, and I understand that the urge is there to flip people off. You're on a motorcycle. You're on a bike. You aren't going to win that. What are you trying to accomplish with driving up and flipping someone off? Not saying you deserve that, but God, that doesn't end well for you in any way.
No, it doesn't, Jace.
No.
Never does. But, you know,
damn lucky that he's alive.
I don't care what you're driving or riding. We all need to calm down out there because you just never know who. That guy's lucky he's not dead, one.
Yes.
Also, the guy could have easily pulled a gun on him.
Yeah.
And shot him and then killed him.
Yeah.
Like, dude. People are crazy out there,
yeah.
And the thing that we lose sight of, and I tell this to my wife all the time because she gets a little visceral like this and gets mad, you never know who can't control their emotions.
No.
And the second someone gets mad, like that driver knows that he shouldn't be ramming the motorcyclist.
Yep.
Why he's ramming the motorcyclist is he cannot control his emotion in that moment. He is so viscerally pissed off because the guy's flipping him off.
Yeah.
So if he hadn't flipped him off, he probably wouldn't have got so pissed off, and you'd probably be feeling a lot better than you are now, motorcyclist.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying he deserved that. I'm with you.
Yeah.
But at the same time,
You
can't be doing that. No. You never know who's going to fly off the handle, man.
You pulled
it's
up,
so dumb.
You pulled up alongside of him, and you gave him the middle finger for like a good 5 or 6 seconds. I tell my kids that all the time. It's just not worth
it. Play stupid games, win stupid prizes.
Yeah.
And now, I had one of those recently. I didn't see him back there. He was in my blind spot. He was a motorcyclist, and I cut him off, and he pulled up right on the... I was on the far left lane of I-5.
Yeah.
He pulls up right on the... what do you call it? Like the... He's not supposed to be...
The shoulder?
The shoulder?
Yeah, on the shoulder. And gets right up in my window doing the same stuff.
Yeah.
Yelling at me, and like, I don't remember if he flipped me off or whatever. I just stared him down with my mean mug. You know, I have a mean mug.
Yeah.
I had mean mug. Deep. Called him off the scent. But I'm going to kick your ass, you little bitch. Dude, he's lucky I'm not insane.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people that cannot control their emotions.
Freaking
in that moment.
Punch it,
and dude,
bitch,
you got a problem.
See, you think you saw that Kia minivan and you thought that Kia minivan wouldn't do anything? Well, Kia minivan had enough of being Kia minivan guy, and he ran your ass over. By the way, one guy went to the hospital is going to have serious injuries, and the other dude's about to go to prison for a while. Cool. Everyone's a loser here. Just both sides.
What is the record for 90-degree days in a summer, you ask? Nice question, Jace.
Here in Portland?
Well, yeah.
Oh, well,
this is in the news, dude.
I'm saying it could be in Arizona. That record could be different.
That next on The Fan.
Looking for a job is lonely.
endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere,
applications that vanish into thin air.
What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Hey everyone, summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high quality favorites from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through two cartons in one day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.